Welcome to another Take Note podcast, episode 103. My name is Chris Harper. This podcast is a summary of one of our recent Take Note radio programs, which is heard weekdays on Harvest Family Radio Guam. Every day on that program, we discuss a theme or topic from the Word of God between songs. The podcast version provides about a 10-minute recap of one of our favorite recent programs, minus the music. Today we want to ask you to take note of a particular phrase that appears 152 times in the New Testament. It's all things. It's impossible to imagine a broader term. It means each, every, all, any, the whole, everything. And there are many key verses on key topics in which it is featured. We're going to look at a few of those verses today. We're supposed to have a certain perspective in all things, act in a certain way in all things, tell people all things about Christ and what he commands, know that God made all things, and more. We're reviewing a common phrase from a variety of scriptures today, and that phrase is our theme, all things. In our conversations, we often avoid all-encompassing phrases like the one we'll study today. We hedge by saying sometimes, or often, or much of the time. But God does not hesitate to make these broad statements when they apply. This catches our attention when we read Scripture. I wanted to take a closer look. Thanks for coming along for this survey. First, we make note of the all things in Matthew 7:12. Therefore, all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. This is the golden rule passage. No room is allowed for breaking this rule. In all things, we're commanded to do unto others what we would have them do unto us. There are no categories in which we can act another way. Wiggle room for believers in Christ is excluded. Act this way all the time. Don't stop acting this way. When you don't feel like it, do it. When you're having a bad day, do it. Always. In all things. You get the point. Let's try another passage. Matthew 21:22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. The extent to which our believing prayers are answered is also unlimited. If we pray according to His will, believing, all things are possible. There is perhaps a long discussion to be had about His will and about believing and what they mean, but the principle remains. All things are very much possible when we give them to God in prayer. This should expand our horizons. It should give us a great sense of hope. It should make our view of God increase. And it should remind us that He's in the business of doing big things. Well, this is a wonderful all things, and there are others. Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. This use of the phrase all things may be a little more daunting for us. We're granted the responsibility here to disciple others, to teach them obedience to all things Jesus commands. This calling is comprehensive. They must know and they must be encouraged to obey all His words. For anyone who knows Him, having been given this commission, we're accountable not only to know His word ourselves, but to pass it along thoroughly and diligently to others. This is a big job. It's given to all His disciples. Every one of us are teachers at God's command. As we approach John 1, we see the work of the Creator was total. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. No natural process was ever begun or moved along or completed without His direct involvement. He created all things. The world we occupy was created. We were created. Everything we use to make things ourselves was created. The strength we have to create them was granted by Him. Each breath we're taking is impossible but for His direction and involvement. It's all because of Him. Not only did He create it all, He's also involved in the affairs of man directly and daily, seeing and knowing all. The person we refer to as the woman at the well knew this. What she said is recorded in John 4, 25 through 29. The woman saith unto Him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ, and when He is come, He will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am He. And upon this came His disciples, and marveled that He talked with the woman. And yet no man said, What seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot, and went her way into the city, and saith to the men, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Jesus, in addition to being the Creator, knew every thought and action of a seemingly insignificant woman. I mean insignificant only from our perspective, meaning she was not wealthy or famous or noble or in authority, but all are significant to Him. He knew what she had done and what she was currently doing, and if He had chosen, could have told her the future as well. All things related to man are accessible to Him, readily known to Him. And she, realizing this was the case, had to tell everyone. This was a comfort to her because of Christ's love and grace. So let's attempt, if we can, to connect some of the ideas related to this phrase that we've talked about so far. We're given no room for failure in serving Him. We're to obey in all things, acting in specific ways toward people in all things. We are to teach others all things that He commanded, instructing them to obey in all things. He's the one who created all things. There's no prayer He cannot answer. There's no thought, no deed we ever do that He fails to see. His authority, His knowledge, and His power to act are unlimited. So how do these general concepts come together? Well, I think Jesus gives us a better idea in John 14, 23 through 27. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We're required to keep all of His commandments, but Jesus promised a Comforter. We refer to Him as the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. He dwells with us and in us, and He knows all things. He brings all things to our remembrance. Just when we need them, just when we're about to fail, He empowers. And so He's the one we must rely upon. While we have an all-encompassing command from God, we also have an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-caring, all-powerful Comforter. And He walks with us in all things. Well, you've been listening to the Take Note Podcast. These few minutes together are brought to you by Harvest Ministries and KHMG on Guam. Our website is khmg.org, khmg.org. In every episode, we ask you to take note of a theme or topic from the Word of God. My name is Chris Harper. Thanks for listening.